into the city, it would be a safe bet that the Amtrak trains are being stopped short of New York City.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. You're on the air. Hi.
Yeah, I was wondering if they're going to take out any kind of repercussions on all these people, like vigilantes against the people that own like the 7-Elevens and the gas stations.
Well, what do you think about that?
I think they will.
Who is that? Not me personally.
No.
Who is that? You're just talking about now. If you're asking like, if I think some guy's going to go into a 7-Eleven and find a towel head in there and take it out on him, no, because we don't know yet.
Right, we don't know
who did it.
And you know,
but I mean, all these people that are just playing, ignorant and. Don't care.
You know what? I hope not, and I hope that people don't do something like that. And I don't think it will. I think that we're probably a little more sophisticated than you give people credit for, and we know how to follow our news outlets and get the information. But there's going to be a sense of anger in this country, the likes of which has probably never been seen in our generation.
Yeah, I was just going to say, with this generation.
With this generation, this generation that seems so caught up with so many different things, this is really like a state of war.
Hello, Anita in New Jersey. It's the Don and Mike Show on WNEW and WJFK. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Anita.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, we're doing all right.
Okay, I just wanted to say that I am thoroughly outraged by this. But what people have to realize is that in America, we have been living under a false sense of security because we think we're America, no one's ever going to touch us.
Absolutely.
And all of that. But I did have to say, we do have to rebuild those towers. We do have to show them that we will keep coming back and we will go after them.
I'm with you, and I know what Mike's point was before, that there's other things more important than that.
Yeah, and I know you understand my point, and I will tell you that I probably agree with you about when all is said and done.
Let's rebuild them.
That's what you should do, because for the reasons that you said, that we're talking about, a symbol, that we are going to rebuild, and then this is America, and we have American pride, and it's just there's so many things in front of that right now that are on my mind.
Let's go to Buzz.
As we told you earlier, there are fatalities at the Pentagon, and we are still waiting to hear how many. We do know, however, that 7 people are in critical condition from the airline crash at the Pentagon, all 7 of those with burn injuries. And we also mentioned a few moments ago that the state of Virginia, or Northern Virginia, and the District of Columbia have been put under a state of emergency. Folks in the district are being told to go home, and stay off the streets.
Now, what phone numbers do you want Buzz to repeat?
His Red Cross, all the numbers that he's been reading for help, especially the ones if you have people at the World Trade Center. People weren't able to get there.
Would you repeat those numbers, please, Buzz, if you have family members?
Sure.
At the World Trade Center, you think?
Again, if you want to check on people at the World Trade Center, and let me reiterate that the kids are okay from the daycare center, they are at St. Vincent's Hospital. You check on somebody who may or may not have been in the World Trade Center, that hotline number is 888-883-4394. Call your local Red Cross or your local hospital if you want to take blood, give blood. All the hospitals in the metropolitan New York area are accepting blood donations that will be directed to the scene of today's tragedy in Manhattan. The generic number for the American Red Cross is 877-REDCROSS.
I do know that the National Guard has been called out here in New York.
Yeah.
In D.C., all National Guard members are being urged to get to the D.C. Armory ASAP. It had a question about Penn Station. They were just on the phone with us. Penn Station has been reopened, and limited eastbound service will resume shortly. You may experience delays entering the station because the cops are out there.
Right.
The LIRR train service continues from Atlantic Avenue in Brooklyn and Hunters Point Avenue in Queens. Limited service continues to Port Washington customers only from Woodside Station in Queens. And, of course, it's a freebie GB today.
Right.
Take the train. It's a
good free job, guys. Good job getting that information out.
Yeah.
Take that.
We've gotten
free.
A lot of great support help, and we want to thank everybody for that.
Let's go to Cheryl in Long Island with Don and Mike on NEW and JFK. Hello.
Cheryl.
Cheryl, are you there?
Hi, Don and Mike. How you doing?
Hi, doing okay.
I just wanted to make a comment and ask your opinion on it. It's been, obviously several hours since this has gone down, and we haven't heard any information about any of the other planes that are still being hijacked, where they might be, if we've had any you know, if you've seen them to try and...
Let me see. Let me see if I've got this right. There was the concern over that plane 175, mm-hmm. right? And that they confirmed that plane had crashed also?
United Airlines has confirmed that flight 175 did crash, but at last report, the last information
they didn't know where.
They had is they didn't know where.
What about the plane that crashed outside Pittsburgh? Is that a different flight?
That was an American Airlines flight. Let me just confirm. No, excuse me. That was also a United flight. Two United flights down, two American flights down. Outside of Pittsburgh, that was United Flight 93 headed from Newark to San Francisco. The American Airlines jets were headed from Boston and from Washington's Dulles, both of them headed for Los Angeles.
So I understand what Cheryl is saying here, though. Keeping in, it's like juggling. You've got so much stuff in the air at once.
Right.
But there were other planes that we thought were being hijacked, right?
Yeah, I thought so.
Just the D.C. police plane is the only other one that I know
of. So a total of five planes that were involved in
this. All right,
this
well, stuff. Cheryl, maybe they've all come down then.
Yeah, I hope so.
Okay, all right, thank you. All right, thanks
for
the call.
And that speaks to, you know, with the fear and the fear that people are still experiencing all over the country right now.
Hello, Larry in Jersey. You're on NEW. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, it's Don and Mike.
How are you guys?
We're doing all right.
Listen, I know you guys didn't want to keep rehashing about the revenge on this.
Sure.
The question I have is this. If, in fact, I know it has been said that it's not positive yet, but if there are people celebrating this, and we do act calm and rational about it, don't we feed people like that to think that they can do this again? In other words, if we were to do something outrageous now, like pull a full military attack on them...
But them, who is
right,
them?
No. Celebrating in the
all right. Now let me just give you the example here, because it's the Palestinians, the
Palestinians,
the Palestinians
right.
who allegedly were
celebrating,
dancing, and giving candy to the kids. So you're saying that we should go over and bomb them because they're dancing about this?
What I'm saying is this: we have had hostage situations in this country. We've had terrorists before. Suppose we did as the president said. Find out, hunt down, and find these people.
Mm-hmm.
We will give them a trial. And if they were found guilty, the worst thing we would do is put them to a death sentence. If they're able to get into a plane and crash into a building, death doesn't fear them.
Well, and that, you know something, that applies to if you send in a hit squad and try to take them out as well.
Exactly.
These are people with the idea of death. It's a different. They have a different perspective.
But I agree with you to the standpoint that if people are dancing and laughing about this, I say F them.
Right.
And there's nothing I can do about it. And
right.
I'm not advocating that we go drop a bomb on them. But
no.
I'm just saying. F them. How dare they,
right.
if they're involved in this or not,
sure.
you know, be laughing and handing out candy to their kids on the worst day in America in 50 years. I got to go because Steve in New Jersey says he has a correction on the blood donation info. Steve.
Yes.
How you on the air?
How you doing? I just wanted to make a small correction. At least one hospital in Jersey, which is the Bayshore Community Hospital in Keyport, is not accepting donations. They send you down to the blood bank. And there was a four-hour wait at the door, and I was 150 people away from the door.
Wow.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Good for the people of this area.
Yeah,
fantastic.
So yep. crazy. And by the way, I have totaled up the presumed number of airline casualties today, and that number now totals 381.
You know, that's going to be a mess when we get through that and the people of the World Trade Center. And
incredible.
Eric in Maryland on WJFK. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, how are you doing?
Doing all right.
I'm a volunteer EMT firefighter, Washington area, and my big thing is I wanted to, people to remember all the emergency workers who are giving their time, especially some of the brothers and sisters up in New York who've lost their lives during this.
Yeah, what those people are going to go through too. I mean, our prayers are with them. Absolutely.
10,000 emergency workers, and you mentioned the National Guard. The Connecticut National Guard has now been called up and is volunteering its services to assist the New York National Guard.
All right, one more before we got to take a break. Mike in New Jersey, a truck driver. You're on NEW with Don and Mike. Hello.
Hi, Don, Mike, Buzz. Rob, hi guys. How you guys? Well, I hope you're holding in as well as I am, as best can be expected, unfortunately.
Hey, we're doing all right, Mike.
Listen, I was actually a little bit concerned. I've grown into listening to your show, and I heard before that you had sent your wife home. Was that correct?
Yes.
All right.
So
you guys know, and other motorists out there know that can hear you in the D.C. area and also up here, all the water crossings, such as the Delaware Memorial Bridge, the Baltimore, Maryland Bridge over there, those bridges are all closed. We have several of our drivers that are stuck in Maryland that can't get back up to New Jersey because everything is shut down.
She'll figure it out. I mean, I sent my wife back home because Bart was going to be with neighbors.
And that's when they closed Union Station.
Yeah, right. And as it turns out, they closed Union
Station. You checked in with her, right? And she's okay?
Yeah, she's fine. Trust me, if anybody's going to get through, if there's a barricade or something, my wife will do it. And we've got it worked out with Bart anyway. He's fine.
I just want to let you guys know that I really enjoy your show. Unfortunately, today, of course, is on the worst of terms. Mm-hmm. But you guys are A number one in my book and a lot of listeners up here. And God bless you, and please be safe.
Oh, of course. And thank you for the call.
Thank you. All right. Have a great day. I hope things get better.
Thanks. Well, it can't get much worse.
I
hope not. I knock on wood. Yeah. We got to squeeze one more break, and I think we've got more like an hour of the show left. Mm-hmm. WNEW-FM New York, WJFK-FM Washington. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Washington's 106.7 WJFK, Howard Stern, Don and Mike, Opie and Anthony, Sports Junkies, and the Washington Redskins, Washington Superstation, 106.7 WJFK.
For more than 25 years, Alban Tire and Michelin have remained loyal to the dual aim of their founders, product quality and the quality of service for their customers. Alban Tire is here to help you select the best tire for your vehicle needs. Alban Tire has the knowledge from 25 years in the tire business. They offer world-class products from Michelin, DF Goodrich, and Uniroyal. Let their experienced staff extend their quality service to you, providing not only great tires from Michelin, but peace of mind, because so much is riding on your tires. Alban Tire, located off I-95 in Springfield, Virginia. Call 703-455-9300 for information on their products and services and for directions. For peace of mind, call Alban Tire today for any of your vehicle needs. From pickups to sports cars and vans to SUVs, Alban Tire has the tires and services for you. Experience the quality, sales, and service from the first phone call and every step of the way. Alban Tire, here to help you. Call now, 703-455-9300. When you think tires, think Alban Tire. In Springfield, Virginia, 703-455-9300.
1945, Chicago. The war was won. Chicago was ready for some good times, and great little neighborhood restaurants were flourishing. One of them was Uno's, and today Uno's is legendary for great food, great times, Chicago style.
And they just brought back an old favorite of mine, crusted Dijon chicken. Oh, succulent chicken breasts, roasted in a savory mustard and breadcrumb crust, served with Dijon sauce. Now that's a Chicago legend you can eat.
They've got great food at Uno's and great times to go with it. From legendary deep dish pizza to juicy steaks, burgers, salads, pasta, and for a limited time, crusted Dijon chicken. Uno, Chicago Bar and Grill.
It's a Chicago legend with the best food around.
Visit Uno's today in Georgetown on M Street at Reston Town Center or at Dulles Town Center Mall.
Thank you for calling Dish Network. May I help you?
Yeah, I'm calling about your $9 a month TV deal.
Yes, sir.
How many channels do I get for $9 a month?
You get over 100 of America's best channels, all in 100% digital quality.
Well, suppose I wanted ESPN and Fox Sports Net. How much then?
They're both included, so just $9.
All right. Say I want TNT, USA, and TBS.
$9.
Okay, what if I want Disney, Noggin, and Cartoon Network for the kids?
$9.
Okay, suppose I wanted Discovery, Discovery Health, A&E, and Animal Planet.
Still $9.
CNN?
$9.
Fox News?
$9.
MTV?
$9.
AMC?
Is the I Like 9 deal only from Dish Network? For a limited time, you'll get 117 of the top channels in digital quality for only $9 a month when you buy any Dish Network system valued at $199 or more. Can your cable company do that? Call 1-800-333-DISH. Prices, packages, and programming are subject to change without notice. So call 1-800-333-DISH today. Dish is it.
In Maryland, the cost of drinking and driving just went up because the legal blood alcohol concentration level just went down. 0.08 blood alcohol concentration is the new law in Maryland for drunk drivers. And if you blow it, you blew it. The cost of drinking and driving is too high. You or someone else could die, and a DUI or DWI arrest is a legal, professional, and economic nightmare. If you're still drinking and driving, the new .08 law is aimed right at you. It's not complicated. It's simple. Don't blow it in Maryland. Never drink and drive. It's just not worth it. This message is from the Maryland Department of Transportation, State Highway Administration, Highway Safety Office.
Excuse me, I couldn't help but notice you two have been in this library for hours.
Yeah, we're looking for a new car.
You know, doing research.
Hitting the books.
You know, cramming, so to speak.
Ah, well, I don't mean to be intrusive, but now is a great time to get an Accord at your Honda dealer.
We know it is, and we love the Accord, but...
Well, we suffer from a research addiction.
You know, honey, that is really such strong language.
I know it is, sweetheart.
I'm so sorry, but the Accord has everything you want in a car. Great styling, a roomy interior.
Tell us about it. After this, we go home and read 35 brochures.
Then give each other written tests.
But the Accord has an incredible engine, superb handling, brilliant ergonomics.
We know, we know.
You know, our hearts say Accord, but our heads say put yourselves through hours of needless misery.
Well, I suppose you don't even want me to get into the terrific lease terms now available on a wide variety of Accords.
No, we'll crumble.
Vanish in a cloud of dust.
Well, I'll be pulling for you two.
It's a great time to get an Accord at your Honda dealer. Okay, your research is over.
Introducing new Gin Sauna Gold Blend, specially formulated to give you the vitality you need. Because with all you have to do today, your two-year-old just gave up his afternoon nap. This unique blend of G115 ginseng plus 17 vitamins and minerals is the only supplement clinically proven to reduce fatigue and increase vitality.
Okay, give Daddy the pots back, Billy, and let's play horsey.
For the vitality you need to enjoy life, try new Gin Sauna Gold Blend, blended for vitality.
Listen, that's what you sound like.
Dr. Gene Wagner talks about nighttime teeth grinding.
Aside from being a turnoff for the person you sleep with, it can cause tooth loosening, even tooth loss. That's why I created a dental protector to cushion your teeth. It's called the Doctor's Night Guard. Because you fit it yourself, you'll save money. More importantly, you'll protect your teeth. It might even help your sex life.
The Doctor's Night Guard. Relieve the nightly grind.
The DC Art Center Gallery and Theater promotes art and new artists. To find out more, call 202-462-7833 or call us here at WJFK.
106.7 WJFK. Howard Stern Mornings. Don and Mike Middays. Opie and Anthony Afternoons. The Sports Junkies at Night and the Washington Redskins. Washington Superstation. 106.7 WJFK.
Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show, and we are on 102.7 WNEW New York. 106.7 WJFK Washington, D.C. I don't know how many of our affiliate stations are going to pick this show up today. If they're going to run it, they might run a best of. Screw them. It's only the worst day in America in 50 years.
You know, walking around the building during the commercial break, a lot of tears in a lot of people's eyes today. I've never seen any single thing impact people, whether you have people down there or not. But certainly here in New York City, and we're in the middle of New York City, this is something I've never witnessed in my entire life.
Even for people who didn't have people in the World Trade Center building, the fact that something of this magnitude has happened here, standing next to lifelong New Yorkers who are just gasping and clasping their hands over their mouths and getting misty-eyed, unbelievable to know that their city, and I think this has struck all of us today, that we're all so vulnerable, and this is a very clear reminder of that.
You know, I know certainly that we have dealt with the I don't want to say the second city syndrome, because that's Chicago, but I know that people in D.C. have given us crap for doing the show from New York, that I live up here part-time, and we come up here. But if we could put all of that aside for a second, Washington, D.C. is the nation's capital. There's no doubt about it.
Right.
But when you think about America, you think about New York.
New York's the world capital.
Yeah. And
it's funny, when you mention something like that, you mention people giving us grief, it takes all of our petty differences in this country.
Yep.
What city you're from, what team you root for, you know, what color your skin even, and you just, an event like this
puts it into perspective as we are all dealing with this right now as an American tragedy. I didn't think it could get much worse than Oklahoma City, and it has in such a way that I still can't believe it.
And what this has done today, this has hit us in both of our strongest points.
Yes, right.
The nation's capital, where we think we're invincible. And New York, the greatest city in the free world. Both places that I think most Americans considered to be safe havens.
Mm-hmm.
Where you could live, where you could walk around. I mean, hell, don't you feel safe walking on the streets of New York?
Yes. I do, and I don't anymore. And, you know, I mean, it's just astonishing. When you get by the anger and you get by the shock, what settles in is an uneasiness that will be with us. Certainly here in New York City and in Washington, D.C., I think for quite some time.
All right, let's go back to the phones. Now, the only lines we have open today are 212-757-1027. We'll get an update from Buzz here in a second. Let's go to Al. Al in New York, you're on with Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike, what's up, guys?
Hi there.
Hey, listen, I just want to give my support to you guys. I'm a long-time listener of NEW, and, you know, over the past couple of weeks, I've been hearing a lot of people, you know, kind of rag you guys out because you're from D.C., and even when I listened to the show, I said, oh, here they go. They're talking about D.C., D.C., but I think it was meant for you guys to be in New York today.
It's strange that we are here after, you know, quite a bit of a break. And being here, you do get the sense of what this city, what has happened to this city. One of the things I hear from so many people, they took away our skyline.
Yeah.
And that's what they did. And it's putting it into words. It's impossible. I can only describe it the way I feel and the way I felt all day since we came on the air today. And we really got the magnitude of this after we went on the air as to how huge this was. And it's not a nauseous feeling, but it is a sickness that I feel deep inside of me. And I think everybody that I've come in contact with feels the same way.
Yeah, and I know, I hear what you're saying about it. It's good that we're here today to experience it, and I don't disagree with that, but I think that if we were back in D.C.,
right,
we would feel the same empathy for New York. Now, we wouldn't be able to get the one-on-one feeling from New York,
right,
but keep in mind that what they're going through in D.C., while it's not as bad as the World Trade Center being attacked, what's happened in D.C. has never happened before, ever.
Absolutely.
I would say when the nation's capital is under a state of emergency and everybody's being told to stay indoors, that's pretty devastating in itself.
And people in D.C. are pretty freaking terrified. And I think with good reason. Thank you. I'm sorry. I was just trying to read something. The George Washington Bridge is now moving slowly back into New Jersey. So the GW Bridge is open.
Is that car traffic on the GW Bridge?
Yes.
Okay. The upper levels of that bridge have just been reopened back in toward New Jersey, and that will make it easier for people to get out of
Manhattan. Safe home, everybody that's on that GW Bridge.
And back into Jersey. Greyhound has, in the meantime, shut down all service in New York City, and there is limited ferry service, another way to get back to Jersey from New York City.
Really?
Limited ferry service at Pier 11 and 30th Street. Some things don't change.
I'll take you home.
That may have been the only joke today. That's very good.
Hello, Oscar. You're on with Don and Mike on NEW and yes. JFK. Hi.
What's up, boys? What do you call it? The reason, like, everybody's so affected by this tragedy is because here in New York, everybody knows somebody that works on the World Trade Center.
Someone said that to me also, and that's true. Everybody's touched by this in some way.
And I just want to say to you guys, you know, I'm feeling it for you, too, because, you know, you got people up here and you have people down there. So I don't know how it is in D.C. Does everybody know somebody that works in the Pentagon?
Not in the Pentagon, but everybody knows somebody who works for the government.
Mm-hmm.
And even though nothing's happened outside of the Pentagon, they have released all the people from all the government offices down there.
Yes. So I guess everybody's scared because they all consider their buildings like the next target.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
one
absolutely.
Of the things I said to check in with your neighbors tonight, but I think this is one of those occurrences where people need to be with other people, and I'm telling people for their own good. If you have friends, if you have neighbors, this is something you don't want to handle. Watching the news and watching this tragedy, I don't think you want to be sitting by yourself in front of the television doing this. I think you want to be with other people to help lessen this as much as possible, soften it, I should say, even though it's probably impossible to say that.
Does this mean you want to go to dinner tonight?
No, I don't think I'm going to eat dinner tonight, but I certainly will drink it.
Hello, Bernard. Bernard
hey.
In D.C. Hi, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, what's going on? This is the first time I ever got through to you guys.
Hi.
But I have a question. Where are all those uncaked countries that we help out when they have problems you know, like when somebody comes to bomb them, why are they, you know, coming over to help us or saying anything about us?
Well, no.
I mean, they're just handing out candy bars.
I think the eyes of the world are going to be on the United States.
Bernard, to be fair, this thing is 6 hours old. I mean, I don't think, I'm sure that Britain, you know, will.
Yeah, there have already been fierce responses from British Prime Minister Tony Blair and leaders of other countries as well. Leaders of the European Union and even some Middle Eastern countries have expressed, at the very least, deep condolences.
Yeah, I mean, it's been only 6 hours, for goodness sakes. Jason? Let me find him. Hold on. Jason in Jersey. Hi, you're on with Don and Mike on NEW and JFK. Hello.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi.
I was just calling in because I actually watched from my office window as the towers went down today. Pretty tragic.
Christ.
But, I mean, more importantly, I'm trying to think of what happened in the surrounding area. I mean, you know, those buildings aren't exactly small. I want to know what kind of impact it had on smaller buildings around it.
That is an excellent question.
Yeah, we're going to have to wait. The waitress that I was talking to in the diner this morning, the Brooklyn Diner, was trying to get in touch with her mom, and I said, you've got a relative. Your mom's in the World Trade Center. She said, no, she's in the building right next to it.
Yeah.
And, you know, you have to wonder, what is the impact of that? And we're not going to know the answers to this until the rescue workers can really get through this. And this is going to be a matter of weeks.
We haven't heard for a while that Mayor Giuliani was trapped in the building across from the World Trade Center just by the falling debris. He eventually obviously got out okay, but so those buildings across immediately across from the World Trade Centers were directly affected.
Yeah, I'd feel hinky if I was in one of those buildings.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, just with the force of the plane hitting the Trade Center and the shaking and everything we've heard about it, it was like being in an earthquake.
Plus the Gannett building, you know, with the people that called us from the USA Today building.
Washington, in D.C., right. Yeah. Hello, I don't know, Chris? Ah, I got it right. Chris, you're on with Don and Mike on NEW and JFK.
Hey, it was mentioned earlier about a flight that went in close to the Superior Court or the Supreme Court. Had that been substantiated?
We had the report of a possible bomb explosion near the Supreme Court. There's not been any follow-up to that.
How about the car bomb at the State Department?
Now, that has been determined to not have happened. The State Department was evacuated, as was the Supreme Court building, but we have no confirmed reports of car bombings at either of those locations.
And most of you,
I thank you guys. Keep up the good work.
Thank you for listening. Did we ever find out about the hijacked police airplane?
Well, if you remember,
in D.C.?
I'd love to know about that.
We heard that F-16s, two of them, escorted a Lear jet to the ground at National Airport at a time that no other planes were landing anywhere else, and I have to think that was the hijacked D.C. police plane, but in answer to your question, no, we haven't heard anything else.
But, you know, I guess they would probably keep that quiet, just like when we asked about the casualties at the Pentagon. They're going to want to keep that quiet.
And that interception and escort actually was brilliant, because we were all sitting here debating, you know, if you have a plane in the air, do you shoot it down, or do you let it go ahead and do its damage and not know how many people it's going to take out? The authorities may have done us one better here by safely escorting that plane to the ground. There may be suspects or people we can talk to on board.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you, Buzz. Hello, Harold in New York. You're on with Don and Mike on NEW and JFK. Hello, Harold. Harold.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, dude.
One of the things, I agree with you about rebuilding it for a symbolic point of view, but this is really going to put a damper on the economy in New York, at least, because all these companies, they're not going to want to relocate. And if they do rebuild the buildings, who's going to want to work in them?
You know, you can speculate on things like this all day long.
Right.
I got to say, and I know I'm repeating myself quite a bit here, you do get to a point where, you know, there are so many things that are more important than that right now as we speak.
I agree with that.
Having said that, though, I think... people aren't going to stop coming to New York because this happened. People are not going to stop coming to Washington, D.C.
On a personal level, would you work in a building like that, a prime target now in the future?
Hey, listen, how do you know what building is a prime target and what building is not
a prime target?
Anything big.
It was a target in 93.
I mean, the Statue of Liberty, for all intents and purposes, could very well be a target.
So what are you going to say? Never go to the White House?
Well, this leads to my next point. They're creating fear over here. What we have to do is create fear over there.
They're
more than happy to die. They can't wait to die.
Let me stop you for a second. Where is over there?
Well, Hamas, I've heard one of the reports said Hamas claimed some responsibility.
I've heard three or four different people who have claimed responsibility.
Okay, so
we don't know.
If they want to claim responsibility, we should just bomb the hell out of them. and then, put a message out to any other terrorist cells.
So in your opinion,
so in your opinion,
innocent lives for innocent lives is justifiable,
well,
right? Even if the fact is you could go in and bomb a whole city, and you might not get the masterminds of something that somebody
did. We have a lot more knowledge as to where their leaders are.
What kind of knowledge?
I'm sure the CIA, the FBI, they have some knowledge. You mentioned before these terrorists. They don't care about dying, and I agree. That's right.
Hold on. I think the bottom line in all of this is, if we identify who's responsible, then you can talk about
severe and decisive.
I don't disagree with that, but I'm saying what you're saying right now is anyone who is claiming responsibility, let's just go in and wipe them out.
No, I'm not saying just go out and bomb all of the Middle East.
Okay.
Anybody who wants to, well, maybe not anybody who wants to claim responsibility, but we can get leads. And then, as you said, they're not afraid to die. What they are afraid of is these terrorists, they blow themselves up in Israel. Their families are rewarded tremendously.
No.
They're given cash bonuses. Their families are now looked upon, and they're respected. If we strike fear into them, maybe these ones who are on the fringe, they will decide.
Hold on. I don't totally disagree with you.
But
let me say, if we do that, aren't we as bad as they are?
Well, but they're striking fear into us. You know, they want to kill 40,000 of our people.
Okay.
Maybe we should send a message to them
stop. I will tell you, there are going to be opinions, and there are going to be speculations as to how to deal with this threat. But what we have to deal with right now, what I don't understand is that I hope people focus on the families and the individuals that were affected immediately by this tragedy today. The people that were really affected, not the people just in the city of New York, but the people that had family there in the World Trade Center. That's what I'm concerned about before I want to fight this war where we don't know where the enemy is.
But for a lot of these people that are calling us, they're people who have just listened to the radio all day,
sure,
watch TV all day,
and they're angry.
They know no one directly who was involved in this, so you got to understand their perspective too. They're just pissed.
They're pissed, and you know, I listen to a guy like that, and I say to myself, if that's the case, if you have the terrorist families being rewarded, it's something we're going to need to address.
Let me see. All baseball games are off tonight. Again, I know in the big picture, this doesn't really matter, but there will be no baseball games played tonight. Anywhere, Major League Baseball games. I was having a conversation with somebody during the commercial break. Hold on, Bush is on TV. Hold on.
The necessary security precautions to continue the functions of your government. We have been in touch with the leaders of Congress and with world leaders to assure them that we will do whatever is necessary to protect America and Americans. I ask the American people to join me in saying a thanks for all the folks who have been fighting hard to rescue our fellow citizens, and to join me in saying a prayer for the victims and their families. The resolve of our great nation is being tested. But make no mistake, we will show the world that we will pass this test. God bless.
Now, is that a replay of what he said before?
It is, in fact. Could you tell? I couldn't see the monitor from here. Could you tell where he was speaking from? Did it appear he might be aboard Air Force One?
No, absolutely not.
Yeah. All right.
It appeared. I don't know where he was.
Okay.
But
he was on an airplane.
You don't think so?
No, it looked to me like he was in a meeting room somewhere.
Really?
It's hard to tell. We'll figure out the next time it's on.
Right.
I mean, they're running it all the time. No baseball games tonight. I was in conversation with someone wondering if the NFL was going to play games this weekend. And I said, yes, the NFL played games the weekend after JFK was assassinated.
Mm-hmm.
They played games the weekend after Pearl Harbor, for God's sakes.
Right.
Yeah, I was just looking on the internet, actually, about the baseball and all that stuff, and it mentioned that after JFK's assassination, they played games, and NFL said that was the biggest mistake we ever made.
Mm-hmm.
So they are considering college games and NFL games will most likely be canceled this weekend. No announcement, however, has been made.
Wow, and you know, then if you think about that, if you think about the fact that there's not going to be any football,
right?
I mean, not to have the world revolve around us, but we are here doing a show.
What type of show do we do tomorrow?
You wonder.
I mean, tomorrow.
You know, we do what we always have done, Don. We do what we've always done, which is based on that thing in front of you, that telephone, because we sense when we're getting our phone calls what people want to deal with. And you know what?
I mean, do we do a regular show? Do we do half a regular show and half a show about this? I mean, if we do another show like this, is it just going to be a rehash of what we've done today?
It's hard to say.
I don't know. Here's another guy who thinks you just go bomb them.
Yeah, bomb them. We've heard a lot of the military experts calling.
Don, hello, Don.
Hey, Don.
Hi, you're
Don,
on the air.
Mike, Buzz.
Yeah. Hi.
Everybody doing a fantastic job covering this thing.
Thank you for listening.
Listen, all these people out there saying, you know, okay, we need to concentrate on the immediate people that are befallen in this tragedy and everything, but this is an act of war. We need to find out who these people are, and even if we don't know exactly who they are, go after them. Go after the people.
Well, wait, hold on. Yeah,
we don't know who they are.
You had me. I feel like Jerry Maguire.
You had me until
you said, even if we don't know who they are.
Well, I'm one of those people that says we should... Hold on a second, let me speak, okay? I was one of those people you're talking about who said we should focus on the people that are suffering right now before... You know, there are people in this country, in this government, that have the responsibility of protecting us and finding these individuals that did this.
Let me comment on that real quick. Let me jump in. The people that are responsible for protecting us, the people in the government, the people in the military... Why, for God's sakes, after the second plane hit the World Trade Center in the second tower, did they not scramble fighter planes in the Washington, D.C. area? They had to know.
I don't doubt you're going to get answers to some of these questions down the road.
They had to know that something was going on. Mm-hmm. Why in God's green earth, why in this country can we let a plane attack our center of military operations? And that's what it was. It was an attack.
No, and listen, you're not going to get an argument from us on that, right?
No, you're absolutely right.
We feel the same way.
And it's difficult to, you know, answer these questions because we are hours away from this tragedy.
And we're disc jockeys. We don't know. But no, I agree. How could it be that a guy could fly a plane into the Pentagon? How could it possibly be? I don't know. Here is Mike in New York. Hello, you're on with Don and Mike on NEW and JFK.
Don and Mike.
Hi.
I believe Channel 7 was reporting that when President Bush made the speech, he landed in a military facility in Louisiana, and they said that was briefly. Now he is back up on Air Force One. I just want to let you guys know that.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. Hello, Mark in New Jersey. You're on with Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hi, and don't forget, this reaches far beyond D.C. and New York. There's no air travel today in America anywhere.
And everybody's affected by this. Everybody that has a television set is affected by this.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Mark. You're on the air. Hi.
I'm in New Jersey.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, I can see the smoke from the Trade Center from my building.
Christ.
I have an opinion that this is a world problem right now.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
And that the U.S. should put out messages to all the countries of the world that are now offering their condolences that they should help offer the solution.
I agree.
Which is for all of these so-called human civilized countries of the world, all of the governments should get their act together, and anyone who supports this type of terrorist activity be eliminated from within. If we can identify it, as Jerry said,
again,
follow the money.
Again, we've got to identify the people.
I've got to identify it. I'll tell you one thing, I was talking to the people here. The world has changed forever as we know it today.
You know, I am blown away. I mean, I'm almost getting desensitized to the pictures of New York, and I've looked out on the window and seen the pictures in the street. But to see the Pentagon...
Like
with the ashes coming out of it and stuff.
Amazing.
I mean, that...
Sickening.
That makes it makes you feel sick.
It's a sick thing.
Jesus Christ, how could someone do that? That's the Pentagon. Jesus Christ, the Pentagon is on fire.
You know.
Hello, Marie in Brooklyn. You're on with Don and Mike on NEW and JFK. Hello.
Hey, Don Mike. How are you?
Hi, Marie. Thank you for waiting.
No problem. I just had some update information. If anybody wanted to donate blood in Brooklyn, not all hospitals are accepting blood. They have deferred. To 120 Lawrence Street. The phone number there is 246-1684, 1634, or 1912. It's again 120 Lawrence Street.
Wait, hold on, Buzz. What, are you going to correct her or?
No, she's doing fine.
Okay, great. All right.
Okay, those are just the extensions that I read.
I want to make sure we get it right.
All right. Thank you, Marie. We appreciate it.
It's off of Fulton Avenue near Metro Tech, and also the Marriott on Adams Street is going to be setting up later to be accepting blood donations.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Okay.
Marie, thanks. I know you waited on the line a long time.
No problem.
Those
appreciate
hospitals, that was good information. Those hospitals, if you do approach one and they say, we can't take it, they can certainly refer you to who can. We had a caller earlier who said he had no O negative and he'd donate a gallon if they needed it. O negative is, in fact, one of the types of blood they need most severely, O and O negative. And
do you even know what type of blood you have?
O-Town.
O-Town. I have no idea. I feel bad about it. A positive.
I forgot.
No, I thought yours was gravy, Rob.
Gravy. That's right.
Ragu.
And here's an 800 number for people in the New York area also to check on the ability to donate blood, and that's 1-800-933-2566. That's 800-933-2566.
I'm seeing a crawl on CNN that says the FBI says they have no idea.
Oh, great.
No idea who's done this. I mean, right. And you can't expect them to solve
not immediately.
But in 6 hours, for goodness sakes.
So many times when things like this happen, weeks drag on and months drag on, and we never hear, and I don't know. I'd be concerned about it.
Hello. Frustrating.
Don and Mike Show, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Kevin from D.C.
Hi, Kevin. Hi.
We were roofing on an apartment building in Arlington at the time this happened, and there was a fighter plane following the jet plane. I think they could have shot it down, but it's a passenger plane, so how can you shoot it down?
I wonder if that's true.
Are we talking about the D.C. plane that
we
followed?
Yeah, that would be if they're in Arlington, that'd be the one that's heading towards the Pentagon.
Right.
So. Right. We heard the fighter plane go by, and then we heard the explosion probably 2 minutes later. And there was another plane, a four-engine big gray, look like a military plane.
Now, hold on. Let me just stop you for a second. Are you talking about the plane that ran into the Pentagon?
Yes, he's talking about, because they were in Arlington. He's talking about seeing a military plane.
And there was a fighter that was following that plane?
And then he's saying a four-engine, what appeared to be a military plane.
I believe they knew about it, and they could have shot it down, but they had the issue of shooting down innocent passengers when you don't really know where it's going to land.
Yeah, that's a question too that arises too. You know, when do you know what's really happening? You know, and that's where the protocol for approaches and takeoffs from National Airport will probably have to be a little firmer.
Yeah, all right, changes.
Thank you, my friend. Let's go to Anna from New York. You're on with Donna Mike on JFK and Eddie W. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, baby.
I was going to school in Oklahoma City during the bombing. I was only 15, and now I'm here in New York going to school, and I will definitely tell you this one takes the cake, and I have my uncle now in the Pentagon, and I don't know, I haven't heard any word from him, and somebody had called in talking of, are people still going to visit New York, and are people... You know, no one ever knows when and where this is going to happen, and people aren't going to want to live in New York because now this is going to be the prime.
Right. What's your point?
Well, the point is nobody knew that the bombing was going to happen in Oklahoma. I mean, who's going to think, oh, there's going to ever be a bombing in Oklahoma?
No, you're right. And the point is you can't live afraid. You can't be afraid to live in D.C.
You can't live afraid. And also, another point is that right after that bombing happened, everyone was pointing fingers at terrorism, at the Arabic countries, or, you know, like they're doing right now. The evidence is really, you know...
Yeah, we don't have any evidence yet.
Well,
yeah,
we don't have any evidence, but of course... We were pointing fingers at suspects that really could have matched up, and then look who did it. It was an American.
Right.
And what I'm saying is we cannot point fingers at all right now. What we need to focus on are innocent lives and families.
Absolutely.
I tell you what, though, if it's an American who did this...
Yes.
Jesus Christ, let's put it on Fox and let's finally do that televised... I mean, and an execution is too kind a word if it's an American.
But she was absolutely right as far as the reaction after the Oklahoma City tragedy. I mean, I remember getting the same kind of response from people about, hey, we ought to get them, and we have to find out as much information as we can get. But right now, the focus is on this tragedy.
What if it is a douchebag like Timothy McVeigh that's behind us?
You never know.
I mean,
you never know. I would say the scale of what happened today, and the number of incidents today would probably push that possibility to the back.
A little more brain power, perhaps, than your average Tim McVeigh.
Yeah, a little more organized.
Huge operation.
Yeah, right.
Hello, she made a good point, but you notice this only happens in cities where she goes to school. So
hello.
She could do us a favor and stay home.
Dave, you're on the air with Don and Mike on NEW and JFK. Hello.
Yeah, hi. I just had a brief thought. Although we may not know specifically who did this act, they have a pretty long list of organizations that have engaged in terrorism.
Right.
And if they haven't proved anything else by this, they've proved that they're not a nuisance, they're really dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
It might be well to think of starting at the beginning of that list and going down to the end of it and trying to stamp out these organizations before they get us.
Yeah, who knows?
Like having a dangerous snake in your living room.
All right, I got you. Thank you. Hello, here is Paul with Don and Mike on NEW. Oh, hold on, is this Giuliani? Hold on.
We're all undergoing right now.
There's Mayor Giuliani right now. This is live.
Live. We've had nightmares about, probably thought wouldn't happen.
Hold on, Paul.
My heart goes out to all of the innocent victims of this horrible and vicious act of terrorism, acts of terrorism. And our focus now...
This is Mayor Giuliani.
...to be on saving as many lives as possible.
WNEW.
We have hundreds...
WGFK.
...of police officers and firefighters who are engaging in rescue efforts in lower Manhattan. I want to thank Governor Pataki for the incredible cooperation and coordination, and including deploying the National Guard that will be available to relieve our police officers and firefighters and emergency workers in the next couple of hours. The governor and I just spoke to the President of the United States. The coordination with the federal government from the time of the first attack has been excellent, including closing off the airspace around Manhattan and doing everything that can possibly be done in the face of this barbaric act to make the city secure. And we will strive now very hard to save as many people as possible and to send a message that the city of New York and the United States of America is much stronger than any group of barbaric terrorists, that our democracy, that our rule of law, that our strength and our willingness to defend ourselves will ultimately prevail. And I'd ask the people of New York City to do everything that they can to cooperate, not to be frightened, to go about their lives as normal. Everything is safe right now in the city, and the people who are doing the relief effort need all the help they can get. And then, Governor, thank you very much for your assistance and your help and your support. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor, for your leadership through this crisis. This is a vicious attack upon New York. It's an attack upon America. It's an attack upon the whole concept of freedom and our way of life. And we cannot let these attacks succeed. First step has to be to make sure we do everything in our power to protect the people and to save the lives of those whose lives are still at risk and to help those who have been injured. And I want to commend the mayor, and I want to thank my colleagues from Connecticut, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and the federal government have all offered and made ready support to help us deal with this ongoing crisis. The people of New York are not only the freest and most diverse people in the world, we're also, I believe, the most capable of rising to meet the challenges of this type of attack. And right now, we want New Yorkers to remain calm, to go about their business, to appreciate the fact that everything to provide for their safety is being done, to appreciate that everything that can be done to provide for the health and the needs of the people who are still at risk is being done, and that we will continue to work to make sure that we get through this as strongly and quickly as possible. I want to thank the federal administration. Secretary Thompson has been on the phone with me a number of times, as well as the president, for what they are offering and prepared to do. And we're just confident that, well, this is a horrible attack and one that is despicable and really unthinkable in its magnitude. We will get through this, and we will continue to have a great and free country, state, and society.
Do we know the number of casualties at this point, sir?
I don't think we really want to speculate about that. The number of casualties will be more than any of us can bear, ultimately. And I don't think we want to speculate on the number of casualties. The effort now has to be to save as many people as possible.
Is there a large number?
I don't think we will know the answer to that until sometime tomorrow or the next
day. Were there large numbers of firefighters?
There are a large number of firefighters and police officers who are in harm's way. And we don't know how many we've lost. But there's no doubt we've lost some firefighters and police officers.
Do you know anything about the cause of the explosions that brought the two buildings down yet? Was it caused by the planes or by something else?
We believe that it was caused by the after effects of the planes hitting the buildings. We don't know of an additional explosion. We have no specific information to that effect. Obviously, the city is now closed. The airspace around the city is closed. And we are on heightened alert. But we have no specific information suggesting any further attack. I think to give the people of New York confidence, to show that the federal government is standing with us, and to just to make certain that nothing further happens. This has been a very, very difficult and traumatic day for the people of the United States and the people of the city. And I think that it's an act that shows that the federal government is going to do everything they can to support us and help us.
Do you have an idea of the extent of the rescue work that's going on right now in Long Island? The scope of this operation?
There are over 1,000 rescue workers, probably about 2,000 that are deployed, trying to get into the buildings, trying to find people, trying to search for people. The governor and I spoke a couple of hours ago. The governor has deployed the National Guard to relieve them because our people are going to need reinforcements pretty soon. But right now they don't want to leave because they're searching for innocent citizens and they're searching for some of their brothers and sisters.
Are you finding survivors?
Yes, we have some numbers that we can give you. We have 1,500 people at Liberty State Park who were evacuated, described as walking wounded. They were evacuated by ferry and other means. There are about 600 as of about 15 minutes ago in local hospitals that we account for. 600 people are being treated in local hospitals. And there are 150 in particular that were critical, that were moved by EMS. New York City has 170 hospitals. So we have a lot of hospitals, and we're utilizing all of them. Probably the one that was the hardest hit was St. Vincent's Hospital. And I would like to just single them out and commend them. Because as I was rushing down there, after the first plane hit, before the second, they were already deploying people on the street. I could see the doctors and nurses outside getting ready to receive people. And that was before the second plane actually hit the World Trade Center.
What was your experience down there?
Also, blood donations. We have several sites for blood donations. 153 East 53rd Street, 66 in Amsterdam, which is the Red Cross, and 310 East 67th Street. If people want to do something and they can donate blood, that's going to help not just today, but tomorrow and the next day. This relief effort is going to take some time.
Mr. Mayor, you were one of the first people down there. Can you describe the scene in your own words, what you saw down there?
I don't know that I'm really able to describe it. It was the most horrific scene I've ever seen in my whole life. We saw the World Trade Center in flames, a big gaping hole all the way on the top of it. We could see people jumping from the top of the building. And then we went into Barclay Street, 75 Barclay Street, I think it was, and we were there when the building collapsed, and it collapsed in part on 75 Barclay Street, so we were trapped in the building for maybe 10 or 15 minutes, trying to get out different exits, and we finally went through a basement and came out 100 Park Place.
Did you ever hear
of anyone
safety, sir?
Sure, yeah.
There is Mayor Giuliani, that's live, that's what's happening. We are rapidly running out of time. Don and Mike on 102.7 WNEW New York, 106.7 WJFK
Washington. Buzz, can you wind things up? Can you give us a final look at what's happened and where we stand now?
Things are quiet, and that's the best news that we can report right now. We understand that there are now 50 planes in American airspace, and the FAA reports no problems. I don't know what that means exactly, because all of the airports are still closed, and all transatlantic flights are still, at last report at least, being diverted to Canada.
Well, if it's transatlantic flights, Buzz, that means that perhaps some domestic planes are in the air.
Perhaps still in the air from previous launchings. Again, an amazing terrorist attack on the United States today, the devastation of which we will be feeling for some time, with a tremendous loss of life, starting with the crash of two separate planes into the two separate towers of the World Trade Center. Within an hour later, a commercial jet also crashed into the Pentagon. As we estimated earlier, a total of 381 airline passenger lives lost. We don't know how many thousands from the World Trade Center. No reports of fatalities yet from the Pentagon. We do know about 50 people were injured, and at least 7 of them are in critical condition. Your government officials are safe and in control. Colin Powell has returned to this country from Latin America. President Bush is returning to Washington from some plans he had in Florida. And the Secretary of Defense, Donald Rumsfeld, is safely at the other end of the Pentagon from where the plane crashed into it today.
All right, Buzz, we want to thank everybody at WNAW, everybody back at JFK, and everybody up on the 10th floor at 1010 Winds.
I do want to say, if you get a chance sometime today, say a prayer for all the people that have been affected directly by this tragedy, and also all the rescue workers, the EMTs, the emergency personnel who are at this hour working to try to find survivors and help people out of this disaster.
We will be back tomorrow. I don't know if we're going to do a regular show, if we're going to do a hybrid show. You know, we'll see what happens.
This is the greatest tragedy in American history, I really do believe, and that will dictate what we do tomorrow.
We're trying to get back on track, but again, you know, we'll see, and who knows what's going to happen tonight. It may seem jive, but I do feel that this is the appropriate song to play. We're going to play this now.
Do it.
Ray Charles, and we'll leave you. Opie and Anthony are next on 106.7 WJFK and 102.7 WNEW. We will see you tomorrow.
Beautiful, our heroes proved in liberating strife. Who more than self their country loved? Yeah.
is the Don and Mike Show.